Vivek Ramaswamy on un-American Trump indictment. We may be heading on our way to a national divorce. By Christina Wong on March 30, 2023. Entrepreneur and 2024 Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy slammed the indictment of former President Donald Trump as a dark moment in American history and un-American. The politically motivated indictment of the 45th President of the United States marks a dark moment in American history. It will undermine public trust in our electoral system and justice system, he tweeted. It is un-American for the ruling party to use police power to arrest its political rivals. Principles go beyond partisanship. Let the American people decide who governs, he added. He gave a lengthier statement in a video, saying, "Earlier today, my competitor in this race, Donald Trump, was criminally indicted in a politically motivated prosecution. This is wrong. This is dangerous. We're skating on thin ice as a country right now. I think we may be heading on our way to a national divorce. I'm running for president because I care about a national revival instead. But this is a step in the wrong direction. You don't know what, Alvin Bragg, he ran on a political campaign for his position, pledging to investigate Donald Trump. You don't know what he did today? He delivered on a campaign promise. That is not how our justice system is supposed to work. Justice is supposed to be impartial. If this had been anybody else other than Donald Trump, on this set of facts, it would have been charged as a misdemeanor at most, if at all. Yet what we see right now is a ruling party in our country that will stop at nothing, even using police force to arrest its political opponents. We're not some banana republic, guys. We are the United States of America. We're supposed to be that shining city on a hill for the rest of the world that still gives hope to the free world as we know it. And yet look at what we have become today. This is not the America that I know, and you know what? You do have a constitutional right to protest this decision. If you want to, the only ask I will make is do it peacefully and do it lawfully if that's the decision you make, because, again, we're in dangerous times today. I care about having one country left at the end of this. And if Alvin Bragg or even Joe Biden wants to do something, let alone the rest of this Republican field, we can all unite to say that even if we're running against Donald Trump, we at least want to let the voters decide who gets to be the next president, rather than some Javert-style prosecutor sitting in New York City. That is not the country I know. That is not the country that my parents came to. That is not the country that we pledge allegiance to. That is not the United States. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.